Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 29th of April, and I am recording at 9:37 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, what happened here today? Well, let's start with stock markets, as I usually do. Japan, despite the slightly weaker yen, and also the gains that we saw on Wall Street last night, actually ended down about 1% for the Nikkei. Yen's a little weaker in here today, 102.64, but that's maybe not enough against the dollar. And clearly, investors are cautious about Japan in the short term, which is ranging sideways, and they're cautious because of the VAT increase. They want to see what that's going to do. That's sales tax, and they're also concerned about the Japanese energy situation, and understandably so. Okay, elsewhere, Australian market, which has been quite firm recently, but it did have a downside key day reversal here today. It wasn't down a big percentage, it was 0.89 of a percent, but follow through tomorrow could push that a little bit lower. The China region, which has been so soft so much of the time, was firmer in here today. The Hang Seng index up 1.45%. The Shanghai Composite up 0.84, Shenzhen Composite up 1.25% percent overall. China continues to weaken its currency, and it's been falling most days, although it had a little bit of a ranging phase earlier in the month before resuming its decline against the U.S. dollar, albeit from a fairly firm level that we had seen achieved last year. Now, Taiwan a little bit higher, Korea a little bit lower. I mean, Korea is interesting in here. It's down less than 0.25%, again range bound. But the Korean won is really the strongest currency in Asia, I believe. I think it most probably is, although the Indian rupee's been pretty firm as well, although not in the last couple of months. It's just been steady overall. But Korean won is potentially breaking up out of a, well, it's starting to break up out of a broad trading range here overall. Now, we know the story. No country likes a strong currency, and this one is firming at the moment, and Korea has an export-led economy. So I think the Samsungs and other big exporters are not going to be too thrilled with that. India, down for the third day in a row. Not a lot, but the Sensex, 0.73%. Remember last Friday, it did have that downside key day reversal off a new all-time high. A little bit of nervousness here ahead of the election result. That wouldn't surprise me at all, given the gains that we have seen in India. It's been a terrific performer over the last 3 months, and some investors I think could understandably be saying sometimes it's better to travel than to arrive, and so possibly taking some short term profits, lightening positions here. Although I think that a good solid victory by Narendra Modi would set the stage for further gains, certainly over the medium term in India, but we need to expect a little bit of volatility around that election result time. And if he doesn't do anywhere near as well as expected, then we'll get a sharper reaction, quite obviously. And that's so those are the highlights. New Zealand up here today. And looking at Europe now, strong gains here overall. And that's against background of this new sanction announcement that we've seen. Clearly, investors are looking at this and saying, well, this is pretty minor in terms of move against Russia. So really that the USA, and this is I'm paraphrasing here, but I'm summarizing and saying that I think a lot of investors in Europe and perhaps the USA are saying, well, that those two regions don't really have the heart for this sanctions move against Russia. And there hasn't been any new news, and there were no retaliatory sanctions announced by, or tit for tat sanctions announced by Putin in here today. As a matter of fact, I think I saw a quote saying that he said there's no need for him to retaliate. So the situation is still quiet. And again, as I've said before, a crisis in terms of markets and market reactions, a crisis has to be seen to be worsening, to be an influence. And if it's not worsening, then people go back and they look at Europe and say, well, this market is cheap. And the European Central Bank seems to have the situation reasonably well under control, and if governments are being a little bit more disciplined, and if we are getting a little bit more of an emphasis on competitive economic policies, well, one can hope, can't one? Then Europe is still attractive, and as I said, the valuations are a lot lower than they are on Wall Street. A top gainer in Europe here, it looks like it was the Italian market up 2.15%, although the German DAX index up nearly 1.5%. So that's a good move. UK FTSE 100 up 1% here. Overall, Euro Stoxx 50 up 1.35%. So these are good solid gains. A lot of gains of over 1% in the European stock markets. Now, going on to Wall Street here, steady performance here. The Dow and the S&P up about 0.5% each, nearly 0.75% for the Nasdaq Composite Index. Rest of the Americas seem firm, including Canada, Mexico, and Brazil. And talking about just share sectors generally, well, new tech is still under pressure for the most part. Old tech, of course, has been doing really quite well, particularly Apple. It has had huge gains on Monday and also on Friday. Was quieter in here today. However, a sector that's doing extremely well are the international oil shares, and they've been pushing steadily higher. I think the Russian situation is a little bit of a factor in that. The big factor overall, though, is that oil prices are holding steady for the most part within ranges, but they're certainly not cheap, and the valuations are so attractive on so many of these international oil companies. And so, as a group, they're doing exceptionally well. I think Owen's reviewed a number of them here today, and you'll be interested, I think, to see those charts if you're not already well on top of that. And I'm glad to say, speaking of a personal position, that it's good to see Royal Dutch Shell apparently I'm getting things right for the most part now, following the shake-up and changes. And it's breaking above some of the previous highs within that broad range for a good many months. Now, elsewhere, government bonds, well, The futures markets are down a tiny bit. That means that the yields are a little bit higher. I'll just look at that US 10-year. And that is trading at no, I'm wrong here. It's just eased a little bit. 2.6932, 2.6932 on the U.S. 10-year. Yields are still very much range bound. It's been 3 months, now over 3 months, in this tight sideways range between 2.8 and 2.6. The Fed will like that. The next breakout, either clearly above the 2.8 or below the 2.6, will most likely be important. A break downwards would signal economic concerns. I think it's more likely to break upwards above that 2.8, but we will have to wait and see. Now, I already mentioned in currencies the main action and being the strong Korean won and the weak Chinese renminbi, but the U.S. dollar's a little bit steadier here. The euro's backed off to slightly to 1.38. Sterling's quietly firm here, 1.68. And change. Now, the US dollar index, that's against the European currencies, slightly firmer, but still not far above that 79 level. It's at 79.80 here right now, and so far no sign of any upward dynamic as we've seen in the past. I'm sure the Fed will be happy about this. And I think the dollar is a bit undervalued, but clearly the Fed is happy to keep it that way. Now, commodities, this was interesting. The CCI index, strong gains in here today, and that's hit a new recovery high. So I think we can forget about a bear market here for most of these commodities. Now, the move is being led, I should emphasize, so once again, by the agricultural sector, and the grain and bean complex was really very strong in here today, and good gains for corn, wheat, soybeans, rough rice. Now, the big influence here in the short term are those tragic tornado storms. So you've got very turbulent conditions there, and that has obviously affected sentiment. Metals are metal prices mixed. Palladium and platinum reasonable gains in here today. Silver a little bit lower, and gold just a tiny fraction lower. Gold bullion is at 1296 and 5 cents. 1296 and 5 cents. And I think those are pretty much all the highlights. So on that note, all the very best to all of you.